So what do you call the stuff, whatever you make from the meat from the head of a hog?
Well, that's something else I'll tell you was. She always, I like to give my wife all the bouquets she deserves. And that's what some people call hoghead cheese. And I'm telling you for a fact, my mother, when I was a kid, that's one thing she was an artist at. And naturally, my wife just fell into it. And my wife is the only one that I know of, course there must be numerous other ones, but she's the only one I know of that can make hoghead cheese as fit and eat. And if you don't believe it, you ask Dr. Evers, you have an occasion to go on St. Simon's Island. He's retired as well. Boy, we used to rather come in and eat hoghead cheese during the cold months, you know, especially around Christmas. He thought there's nobody in the world to make hoghead cheese like my wife, which is very true. Now, some people, to give it a better name, don't give it a better taste, they call it souse meat.
Is that the same thing, though? Or is it?
No, souse meat is you take the picnics, which is the shoulders, and other surplus parts of the meat that you don't want, and you prepare it just exactly like you do the hog head. Only hog head cheese is actually the hog head. Ears, and incidentally, if you have a big hog head to make cheese out of, you better buy at least 2 pounds of ears extra to chop up in it. Because that's what they really makes it good, those ears. And the nose will make it good. And some people use the feet to make it gel, but my wife, she had a right to making it gel without the feet. And I don't know, it was something that was just everybody don't know how to make. That's almost a lost art, I think.
What about ever take either the juice from hoghead cheese or the cheese itself and mix it up with cornmeal?
Now what you take what?
You mix cornmeal in it.
That's got a German name to it, hasn't it?
I don't know.
Backen. I know there is something that you mix up. It's got a lot of cornmeal in it with pork, and it's a German preparation, but I've forgotten the name of it. I don't really care for it.
How about you ever have a dish made by grinding up the hog liver?
No, we don't eat that no way. That's what it's called, liver pudding.
And what about anything made out of hog blood?
I don't want that either. No blood pudding for me.
What about the kind of thick sour milk that you keep around?
The what?
Thick sour milk.
Keep sour milk in?
Now, what would you call the milk? It would be sour, but not bad.
Oh, well, you could call it sour milk, and it would, if you leave it alone, turns into clabber. And from clabber, you can beat it up under certain conditions and make buttermilk out of it. I know when we had cows out here, my wife would put the milk in pans, and it was set, I think you call it, the cream would be about that thick on it. Just take and roll that cream up, and that was clabber in the bottom. Now if you wanted to take that cream and make butter out of it, that was good too, homemade butter. Or you could take that cream and beat it up right with the clabber, make the best buttermilk you ever drank in your life.
And what about, do you ever have any kind of cheese made out of the clabber?
Cottage cheese is what we always call it.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we call it, you could call it curd, C-U-R-D, curd, or K-U-R-D, I don't know which. But we always call it cottage cheese.